Episode 3331, What If You Said Yes?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a splendid weekend, and I hope you're enjoying some nice weather. I don't know what it is happening around you. I know there's still some snow happening. We've got rain coming. And you know what? It's just the season before spring. Are you getting a little antsy? Well, it's time to get antsy about what's happening in your relationship. Yes. What if you said yes? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, you know, in marriage, it's not uncommon to reach a point where taking that next step feels impossible. Change can be uncomfortable. Remember, change is a constant, and staying in familiar territory, well, it's actually easier. But what if you said yes? What if you actually said yes? Because sometimes saying yes to something new can lead to bigger opportunities. It can lead to growth and strengthening the bond with your spouse. If you really stop and think about it, a thriving marriage is the foundation to an incredible life, a story you get to write every day. Yeah, you get to write your story, but you have to be willing to put in the actions so that you can reap the benefits of your hard work. But unfortunately, we hang out too long in our comfort zones. The pain that straps us to the chair of conflict, the hurt that divides our hearts, the anger that repels the opportunity for emotional healing. Where are you in crossing the road in your marriage? Are you the one standing on one side just watching as everything goes by? Are you the one standing on that same side struggling to get across quickly so you can move on? You just want to get it done. Or are you the one who is standing on one side, looking side to side, strategizing when it's the best time to cross to get to the other side? Well, depending upon the season you're in, you might be the one who is complacent and waiting for life to happen to you. Or you might be in the season of rush, just wanting to get it done. Just, I just want it done. Or you might be in that season where what matters is your reason. What if you said yes? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. What if you said yes? Stop playing the mind games. Stop dragging your feet, trying to convince yourself of your next step. Just ask, what if I said yes? What if I was willing to put the work in? What if I found a coach or a counselor that understood my position and not only helped me, but in doing so impacted my marriage and family? What if I said yes? How would that change your world today? How would that change your everyday? How would you get up in the morning? How would you feel? How would you go to bed at night? Would there be less chaos? Now I get it. It's going to be uncomfortable for a little while. But is that feeling of being uncomfortable worth more to you than staying where you are? You get to decide. So if you're thinking and wrestling with the idea of, gosh, yeah, what if I did say yes? What would that look like? Well, let's talk about it. Number one, you got to communicate openly. Communication is key. I cannot stress that enough in any relationship, but specifically a marriage between two people committed to each other till death do us part. You've got to start by having an honest conversation with yourself first. Notice I didn't say go to your spouse and have this long, drawn out, heated discussion or argument where you're throwing pots and pans or dishes or whatever it is. You may be just throwing four-letter words. No, I said start by having an honest conversation with yourself. Look in the mirror. Do you love who you see? Do you love how you feel about yourself? That doesn't mean you're perfect, right? We can always do better. There's no way I will ever reach perfection until I get to the other side when God calls me home. But that's for another episode. What we're talking about here right now is living the best of your ability every day. If you could better yourself by 1%, because most of us, when we look in the mirror, we don't like what we see. We don't like how we feel. We don't like the way we look. We don't like how we act sometimes, but we don't very rarely have that hard knock conversation that says, yeah, girl, you got to do something about it. I had that hard conversation once, a little over a decade ago. And it was life-changing for me. Now, I wasn't that bad person, but let me tell you, it changed my life. And it's taken me to where I am today. Now, like I said, I wasn't really bad. I wasn't like into doing bad things. Like I wasn't an alcoholic. I wasn't doing drugs. I wasn't staying out late at night. I wasn't, you know, doing stuff with somebody else. Like I wasn't any of that. But I had my own, I guess you could say faults. I had my own vices. There were things that I did that I didn't mean to do, but it affected the ones I loved the most. So you got to start having that conversation with yourself first. Then invite a trusted confidant to listen to where you are. Notice I haven't mentioned your spouse yet. You've got to figure out what you're doing first before you can invite your spouse in. You've got to work on you. You've got to look at that reflection. And then when the time is right, you can invite your spouse into the conversation and share your concerns, your desires, and fears. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, Christiane, come on. You know, the spouse, he or she's got problems too. Yeah, you're right. It's a two-way street. But it starts one way, your reflection. And when you begin to open up about where you stand and listen to all sides, listen to people who can speak into your life, who know you, who don't know you, but listen to your story. They listen to your words. They watch your actions. What that allows for you to do is to gain that clarity and understanding of where you stand. And when you can do that, you begin to know who you are becoming, for better or for worse. And at that point in time, you can make decisions to pivot, to change. And then you can go to your spouse and have further conversations there. You got to communicate openly, and it starts with you. Number two, take a chance. We can do everything right in our heads, but what about our actions? Oh, that just is like, gut punch here. Yeah, it is, and it should be. Take a chance to do what's right in this season. Now, don't do it haphazardly. I'm not saying you just go and say, aha, woohoo, I did it. Christiane told me to do this. I'm going in. No. Use your head, your heart, and with well thought out guidance, make the decisions. In other words, kick anger to the curb. Don't take anger with you, right? Anger is not your decision maker. But a lot of times in our life, we're taking that hurt, that anger, that self-esteem that's no longer, it's like, man, buried way deep under. And you're taking all of that trash and you're using that as ammunition. My friend, it falls flat. It doesn't sting anymore. The only person that it stings is you. So you sitting here throwing that back at your spouse is not going to get you anywhere. So kick anger to the curb. Don't take anger with you. It's important. Take a chance, though. Take a chance to make a choice to change who you are now to who you are becoming. Because regardless of where you are in your marriage, right, you're always going to be this incredible human being, whether you're male or female, right? Man or woman. You have a mom, someone that's near and dear to you. Right? So you're always going to be a daughter. If you have children, you will always be a mother. Will you always be married? I don't have that answer for you. But I do have the answer that you've got to get right with yourself first. and control what you can control before you can change anything in regards to your marriage? What if you said yes? And finally, number three, I love this one. And you're probably going to laugh, but just hear me out. Create a new butt print. And that's the B-U-T-T. Yeah. In other words, step out of your comfort zone. Embracing change often requires taking risks. And that butt print is getting out of your lazy boy, getting off that couch, buying a new one, and then working into that couch. Have you ever bought that new furniture? It's interesting. There's a lot of commercials right now for furniture out there. And I'm just sitting here going, do I need new furniture? Like, is somebody tracking me? It shows up not only on my regular TV, because yes, I still have satellite TV because I like to watch my sports that way because I'm a sports girl. I love it. So when we've got USFL football or anyway, it's the new one where they're combining the two teams together. Anyway, it's coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So you're going to hear me talk about the football. It's the spring season of football. The Rock is part of it, okay? So anyway, I like to have my broadcast TV, my own satellite. I like it that way. That's just me. I also have streaming, right? And I watch things streaming. I'm on social media and I, you know, have things that pop up and it's like furniture stuff everywhere. So why not go with the furniture and say, gosh, yeah, I've got my favorite chair and I like to sit in it and I like to sit on it in a certain way. It's like, it's got my butt print. Well, if you go out and buy a new couch, a new chair, it doesn't have your butt print in it, right? You got to create it. And so that allows you to become who you are becoming. It allows you to put in your new butt print. Yeah, maybe you need to lose a little weight. That's all right. Maybe you need to kick anger to the curb. All right. Maybe you need to change your tone of voice. All right. Maybe you need to be a little bit more confident in who you are. Stop sidestepping yourself all the time. Wherever you are, create a new butt print. Embrace change, right? Because change is a constant and it does require taking risks. But don't be afraid to try new activities. Don't be afraid to make compromises or invest time and effort in improving your relationship. Keep in mind that growth rarely happens within the confines of your comfort zone. That's why you've got to create a new butt print. A risk taken is only a risk if it fails. Otherwise, it's wisdom in motion. Take that one into your day, into your weekend. A risk taken is only a risk if it fails. Otherwise, it's wisdom in motion. Are you willing to make a change and embrace the unknown and trust that taking steps towards positive change will lead you to a brighter future for yourself, with your spouse, and for your family? Remember, love is an ongoing journey that requires effort. It's that commitment and the willingness to evolve together, right? You are not the same as a couple as when you got married. And if you are, I'm telling you right now, something's wrong. Somebody is not leading. And if you're wanting help, hey, reach out to me. I'm here. You know where to find me. But don't let fear hold you back from saying yes to a happier, healthier marriage. Paul Coelho said this, when we love, we always strive to become better than we are. When we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too. My friend, we're better together. And you can have this incredible marriage. But the question remains, what if you said yes? Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.